We are back for your next favorite episode of the Into Greatness podcast with Jason and Jolene.
He's Jason.
And you're Jolene.
And we have left you all hanging for a week. Or if you are a lucky sucker, you were behind a week or you're binge listening and you just get to press play on the next one. And here we are. But for those of you who waited, we are going to continue with our first most fabulous guest, Britt.
Hello, Britt.
Hi. Ooh, the cliffhanger.
Yes, the epic cliffhanger. That revolutionized podcasting and radio.
Saturn, I think, right? That's where I was going to go to next. I was going to say what's coming up for you, like when the next lesson's coming. I think that's where the cliffhanger was.
That was, yeah.
Okay, perfect. So how this works, like just to give a little more on Saturn, how it works is every 7 years, Saturn comes along and pops back up in our chart. And Saturn is the planet that shows us our life lesson. It's the adult in our life that kind of comes along and says, get it together. And however far you are off your path is how loud Saturn will be for you, because it doesn't care. It takes no prisoners. It's like, and you're going back on your path right now. So every 7 years it comes along. So Jason, you're actually going to go into like one of your next like 7 year cycles with Saturn, I guess is the best way to put it. Okay. So in the last episode, we talked a little bit what happened for you around the age of 29, and then again in 2016. You're going to go into this again in March of this year, around March of this year. You will start feeling the energy again. There's
basically when this episode's coming out.
Pretty much this is going to line up. Yeah. You can't make this shit up. So you'll be in this. So the thing with Saturn is it comes along and it shows us a life lesson. So it will ding something in our lives. Like for you, Jason, you had events that, you know, changed the course of the way you were kind of moving. It's going to come up again for you. You may start to feel the energy around March, but it actually plays out over around a 1 year time frame, 1 to 2 year time frame. Okay. And what happens is the lesson sort of comes up, or like the ding, the thing that wakes us up, comes along. And then it's the changes we make after that happens is where we really start to see how it put us back on our course. You don't really, like, there's not really anything to do. What it is you just want to make sure you have like what we call like your observer on, so you can pay attention to what it's trying to show you. And so we know that, you know, based on like what you've already experienced, it's going to be something that feels similar to the lessons you've had before, but it's the next evolution of them.
Okay.
This is career stuff for Jason. For those of you who listened to our January, like our very beginning of the year episode, remember you said, like,
right,
my life, it's going to be flow and go is his like motto for the year, because everything is halted on a few business things. And you're like, it's going to be determined when some things like happen or don't.
Yeah.
And I feel like when she gave those key dates, it was like career based. And again, that's like our soul's purpose is really career stuff is really driving us to soul purpose stuff. I see that as being, this is that career stuff you were talking about at the beginning of the year.
Well, and to be honest, in astrology, when we talk about your career in astrology, what that actually translates to us is what is the contribution you want to leave behind?
The
legacy. What's your legacy? So if you've devoted yourself to communication and doing the things that you do, Jason, when you leave the earth plane, what is the one thing you want people to say you contributed? That's what we talk about when we talk about people's career paths. And so for you, this is so beautiful that, of course, you're going into your 7 year lesson and this is where you are this year. I did pull a bit of your solar return, and Jolene's had her solar return done. I did pull yours this year. And it's so funny because our solar return tells us what, like birthday to birthday themes. It's a bit of a predictive tool for us. Your most significant planet this year is Saturn when I pull your Saturn return.
Ooh, mine's Mercury, guys. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about your Mercury, Jolene, because this is very funny. In terms of the business realm for you, Jason, that's very active in your chart for your birthday. So until July of this year for you, July last year, July to this year. Partnership and collaboration is what's key.
Jolene's getting bleached out by the sun.
I know. It's burning my retina.
With our curtains.
So in terms of your career path and stuff, keep your eye or your mind open, especially like as we come into March, about people that want to collaborate and work with you and what those partnerships look like.
Okay. That's interesting. That's really interesting, actually.
It's interesting because he's thinking and the wheels are turning. Yes. I mean, that's been a big theme I've been aware of is you have shifted and changed a lot of this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what it is like you've spent all this time, all these Saturn lessons, like what I'm getting when I'm putting your story together astrologically, you spent all this time refining your craft, evolving through your craft, expanding your craft around communication and the ideas that you share and how you communicate with the outside world. It wouldn't surprise me if what comes up this year is how you share what you've learned with other people.
Okay.
It's also a really good time for you if there's like a heart or a passion project. This is the time to like you launch that shit this year. Share it. Does that make sense?
It does. I'm just later. Thinking putting all the stuff in place that has been going on the last few months. So yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah. So the important thing about you is you're going to feel this big drive to do something very passionate. But what the theme is for you is that approach all of it where like all of your energy and everything you invest is moving you towards that goal.
Okay.
Like we don't want to willy-nilly anything. So it's like putting the time and the pace about working towards the goal in a way that's like methodical and carefully planned.
That's exactly what you talked about in January is that you know it's going to be go time. That means like things are going to very like methodically need to start taking place. You've had a little more flexibility lately and you're taking some rest time because you know it's
beautiful.
Gonna be go time.
Yeah, when this if what is in my head happens, it's going to be like balls to the wall kind of thing, which is
yes,
the way I prefer to do stuff anyways.
Perfect.
But you and will do it with a healthier balance than you've done before.
Yeah.
So that's the caution. The caution here is put a structure in place that lets you balls to the wall, but you know where the walls are.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
That's the key is to make sure like you chase after that and put as much energy as you have available behind whatever it is you're going after. Always go back and do the checks and balances.
Yeah.
Right? It's about quality control. That's
that
like
really
sort of
sense.
the key for you. If you're not partnered up, Jason, there's also a really good opportunity for like an affair, a love affair.
I've been married for 16 years
but,
now.
Yes. Get in a love affair with your wife again.
I actually think that's it would be very interesting. And this is where you can go into the composite chart with Jason and I to look at how people's charts can be compatible in the different roles that they're in their lives, because Jason's wife has been going through her own journey in the last like year or two.
Yeah.
I don't doubt that you will have a love affair with a new version of your wife.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the love affair. It's gonna like there's a you're gonna want a big romance. And like men don't often say that. Like let's have like one of those, but it is. It's a passion. There's passion everywhere is what's happening.
Interesting. She just got home. Better not be listening.
But it's with her. Like Jason and Jess have a long-standing relationship, but you have evolved so much, Jason. She's in her process of like finessing some of her evolution in the last bit that you've referenced and stuff. And I don't doubt in Griffin being at an age in middle school now, like you guys are at a new stage, and especially if you start to like really branch into your masculine through this project and how your career will take off, you're gonna come in with like big dick energy. And you're gonna be like, come to your wife, and she'll be like, fuck yeah, right?
Date your wife,
right?
Like date your wife. I'm talking like in the kitchen in the morning, bite her neck, grab her butt, like Jolene says.
I'm
date
always
your wife.
That. Take care of the yeah.
Oh, the freedom you. It seems really strange, but the freedom you would feel, Jason, in like literally date your wife again. That all that stuff. We're like, it's all unknown and we don't know. And especially after all the evolution you guys have gone through. Oh, it's so fun. You could be like teenagers again.
Totally. I love that.
So that's in a nutshell. We just did a lot in a nutshell.
In a nutshell. That was pretty wild, actually.
And that's, Jason, I've only done like, we've only spent maybe 15 minutes really on you total talking.
Yeah, but I mean, the biggest thing is because I understand astrology, I also like hear your story all the time through our podcast recording here. But even as a third party listening to this, I hear what Britt says and I hear Jason's story in the back of my mind. And I'm like, yes, this makes sense. This makes sense, right? So even like if you guys are thinking about it and listening and you heard things from last week's episode around, you know, things about water signs and things like that, just think about the applicability of this in understanding others in your life, but also validating what you're going through. Like Jason, this is like adding extra check marks to things he was already inventorying this year, right?
Yeah.
And for me, that's what my solar return is every year. Like, where am I building my business, my personal life? You know, what areas can I have like more validation? Even my timing, when I first went to you, Brittany, it took like a year and a bit for me to finally book a session. I was going to do it with someone else and I couldn't find my birth time. And I know it's because I was meant to work with you. But I remember the first time we met and I said, oh my God, you just validated the last year of personal growth I went through. And I was not meant to get handed that information. I was meant to go through it and then checkbox it. I was meant to find that myself first and then have it validated and move forward as a tool. So
yeah,
again, like even the timing of some of those things, and for you, this is like, yeah, this is really lining up with some stuff in my life.
Yeah.
So just a brief little rundown. We won't go into detail of it, but like my sun sign, do you want to talk about my cusp and that dynamic of what that is? Cause I think that's
absolutely
super unique
about me. Yes, it is. It so makes you so special. So you'll hear a lot of people say, like in popular culture, I was born on the cusp. I was born on the cusp. And what they're trying to say to you is that they were born on a day when the signs were switching over. So they were born, like if they look up date ranges for, like for you, Jolene, your cusp is Cancer. No, that's Jason's chart I have in front of me. Hang on.
Pisces Aquarius.
Pisces Aquarius, pardon me. Your cusp is Pisces Aquarius. So there's lots of people walking around. They're like, I'm on the cusp. I'm on the cusp. I'm like, you don't really know that unless you come and pull your chart up. So the only time you're really on a cusp, I don't know if I can share my screen again.
No, I'd have to. How did I do that?
I don't have to. It's just if we can, I will, but I'll keep talking. We don't know if you're really born on the cusp unless your sun has a zero beside it in your chart. So I'm going to show this. And this is any planet can be like this in your chart. So here's Jolene's chart, and we can see right here, there's the sun. Boom. So that's the symbol for your sun.
Us bitches.
And you can, VIP. you can see there's a zero here. And you can, so that means that Jolene, at the time that she was born, the sun had like just switched into 0 degrees of Pisces. So what that means for a lot of people, there's some people that will like, don't accept this, but I do. And I do feel this and I see it when I do my readings. When you're born at a 0 degree, especially in your sun, what happens is you've just kind of gone over the edge between two energies. So for you, Jolene, your sun just went over the edge between Aquarius and Pisces. There's still dissipating energy of Aquarius involved while we're walking into the energy of Pisces. So for people that say you're born on a cusp, I always say, show me your chart, because you weren't really, unless it's a 0 degrees. What that means is Jolene can, if she's reading horoscopes, for example, we have to talk about Pisces and Aquarian energy for her, because she's right in the middle between the two signs, kind of. And so what that means is she has the influence of both. This can be hard for people because they'll go read their horoscope about Pisces and they're like, little pieces resonate, but there's so many other things I'm not understanding. Like, what is not unlocking here for me? And that's where I come in and say, well, because you've got Aquarius energy too.
Yeah. And that was really validating for me because most of my February 19th birth dates would roll into a Pisces horoscope. And once I learned about like truly like what Aquarius energy was, I was like that's so mind-based, right? And like, I balance these two worlds in my practice. I work intuitively and clinically, always bridging the mind and the emotion in everything I'm doing, living in this like 12th house Pisces spiritual type world of fucking weirdo, but then also being so academically strengthened, you know what I mean? And quirky and weird, like an Aquarius in a sense too, right?
Yeah, you'll go out into the woo, like you'll go far out into the woo. Yeah. You like the woo universe. But what it is for you though is you have to be able to clearly recognize a pattern and a system in it.
Yes.
So if you can show me the pattern and the system, I will follow you as far out into that ether as you want to take me. You can't show me the system and the method you use to get there. I'm off. I'm not doing it.
Well, yes. Yes. My mind thrives on those things. And I see things very mathematically. I loved math because it was a very
Aquarius
thing, but Yeah, it was funny. It never lit me up. I was really good at it, but it didn't light me up. It's the more the Pisces stuff that lights me up, the fluffy stuff, the really expansive stuff, right? But I will always anchor back to facts and a lot of evidence-based stuff. That's why I love astrology and the science behind it. It's like, yeah, it's the best of both worlds there. Yeah.
Degrees of where the planets are. And that's what you need. That's your buy-in to stuff, is those pieces.
Okay. So what do Jason and I say? Like, what do our charts yell to you?
So cute. So cute. So cute. You're so cute. So this is my favorite part of being an astrologer, is finding these things. And so what's really interesting about you guys, I looked at your Mercury placements. So I don't even need to do a composite chart because this was so freaking obvious just looking at your charts. So first things first, Mercury rules our intellect and how our mind works. It's how we communicate. It's the type of student, like learner we are, how we process information, how we take in for it's all of those things, how your mind works. So I'm going to riff a little, just hope, tell me if you can't follow me. Jolene, your Mercury is in Aquarius. Jason's Mercury is in Leo. Those are naturally in the zodiac signs that are opposite one another. And this is where we work in astrology, because what one sign is lacking, the sign opposite makes it up. So this is why you guys can intellectually volley with one another, because your minds are quite literally in the opposing signs of the zodiac. So you literally, it's going back and forth over the astrological net with each other. So what did I write here when I put it up? So what it is it's for the two of you guys, when you're working together, Jason, you're always going to tell people the truth.
Yeah.
That's it. Always the truth. That's your Mercury and Leo. They only know how to speak to you in truth and nothing else. That does not mean that they're insensitive, though. They actually see telling. Some people would disagree. I know. And they're very wrong.
He's kind of a prick sometimes. Yeah.
Because that's the easiest. Because this is what people want to say to people who deliver the truth. If they don't like it, well, you're an asshole. But what people are missing about you actually, and what they can't see, is that your truth to them is a generous offer straight from your heart, where you're like, I'm doing you a disservice if I don't tell you honestly how I feel. Mm-hmm. So if you want someone to call to you and make it okay for you to act like an asshole, I'm not your guy. What happens when people see that from you is we automatically think, well, you're just not very nice. And then the Leo, the Mercury and Leo, is like, but I'm actually really sensitive. And what I said to you came right from my heart. And now you're rejecting it.
Mm-hmm. That's happened a lot, actually. Especially lately, I'm finding with people that I've known a long time.
It's your Mercury and Leo, Jason.
I know.
Yes. Right? Love them or leave them. That's Mercury and Leo.
That's
love
what
it
I'm
or
getting
leave
at.
It. That's a you problem. Here's the thing, though, is we know that this is the way you communicate, and not everybody else knows this about you, right? This is a trick. Leos are very good at hiding their sensitivity. It's a big mistake people make about them, is how sensitive they actually are. Astrology is meant to show you the beautiful parts of your energy. It is 100% not an excuse to act like an asshole.
Yeah.
Right? Like, we all have free will and choice. So your truth is, Jason, you talk nothing but the truth, and people shouldn't come to you if they want cashmere gloves rubbed on them. You're not their guy.
No, very true. Exactly.
And I'm a Leo rising, right?
So this resonates with you, because he gives you permission to speak so honestly, because he can hold it. Right? There's not a lot of offense taken.
Mm-hmm. And that also what drives a big part of this podcast and the purpose behind it, right?
Yeah. To speak as honestly. Well, speak honestly about everything from our perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. And for you, Jolene, with your Mercury in Aquarius, he gives you permission to go as weird as you want to go.
Listen to our drunk podcast episode.
Perfect. Drink the fire water and like watch these two just like ding.
So true.
Yeah, because your mind is begging for a person that can accept your eccentricity and the fact that your mind doesn't work the way other people do. Jason's like, I'm along for this ride. He loves it. And he'll fuel you and push you. Go deeper, Jolene. Tell the real truth. Pull that freak flag out a little more. Like, what's in there? And his Scorpio, though, is also not afraid of whatever's going to come out. So yes, this can be funny and very humorous, but if we go dark, he's like, I'll go there with you too.
Yeah, and this is such an intellectual based thing. Like, we talk about life experience and stuff, but the amount of information we throw out in episodes, Brittany, is insane, right? And when we don't record, we don't prep anything.
No.
We stand here, we look around the room, we go, what are we going to talk about? And then we press record about 2 minutes later, I kid you not. And it's so effortless what flows off our tongues. I know I channel a lot during that time, and I don't even remember what I've said until I re-listen to it.
Right.
But, you know, I really want people to understand, like, how... You know, we knew that things just kind of jived. We randomly found each other. There's really, like, the universe aligned. We already know that, so that this could come to be. But, you know, if people looked at partnerships in their lives and business endeavors and things like that, like, when you were finding some really bad, like, grind with a business partner and stuff, I wouldn't be surprised if there were things in the chart that were not compatible, or, like, you know, feel free to start, you know, we look at, like, the Myers-Briggs personality types and things when we're doing any kind of, like, company building and team building. Mm-hmm. Why don't we look at astrology for team building? It makes sense, right? Take your strongest assets, partner them up, you know, sports teams, whatever that looks like, right?
All of it. I'll tell you a little secret that lots of people don't know about. Most Fortune 500 companies have an astrologer on retainer.
Boom!
They just won't talk about it, probably.
Of course not.
Right? Yeah.
Of course not.
Which I think is bullshit. This... Like, they should then.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
Christine Northrup is somebody I follow, Kate Northrup's mom, and she's a gynecologist, and she had a soul-based business, like, very inspired by moon cycles. She would build her business around moon cycles, her astrology chart. She would do solar returns. She built a business very intuitively led by these things in the medical field.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's wild. So yeah, Christine Northrup, if anybody's checked her out, she's got long-standing stuff around.
Yeah, she does beautiful interviews around her experience with astrology as well. Yeah. There, I can't tell you, there's so many people I know, very, very high achieving business people, who will not even entertain a contract or a collaboration until they've done a composite reading with their astrologer.
Genius.
That's awesome.
Why would you bother? Why bother even? Exactly. Right?
I love that. Okay. What else jumps out to you, Brittany? And then also in terms of, like, for our listeners, what's happening this year in the skies above us that can be influencing people, and things to, like, major signs that might be impacted or whatever.
For sure. So the other theme in your guys' charts, why you're also so beautifully matched. This is so funny. I've actually never seen this in two people's charts before. Yay. you guys have the same, your element, your earth, air, water, and fire, you have the same planets in all of those elements.
Crazy.
Weird.
So your guys's elemental makeup is very similar to each other. Same planets in fire, like number of planets in fire, same number of planets in air, in earth, and in water. So this is why you felt so familiar to one another.
Oh, and even when we were recording our first couple episodes, and we actually didn't know much about each other's lives until we pressed record and heard each other's stories, and we were like, hey, that kind of happened to me.
It's really similar. Hey,
that's like this. That's so crazy.
And then people go like, I don't, and then the ease you guys have with talking. So your mind, Jolene, wants total freedom, and his mind wants total spontaneity. So the two approaches you guys have are complementary. But the reason why, when you guys are like, why did this happen? It's because your energy, it's like magnets, right? There's the vibe you guys give off is very complementary to each other. It pulls. And then we sit down and we're like, where have you been, my life, friend?
It's just so effortless, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
there's I can tell you, every relationship that feels effortless to you, it's because there's huge complementary factors. So I knew right away, looking at your Mercury's and opposing signs, I was like, of course, this is exactly why they get on here and they talk.
That's cool.
So themes for this year. So one of the biggest things that happened for us for this year, for 2024, Pluto just moved into Aquarius. And I know everyone's like, I don't know what that means, Brittany. So Pluto moving into Aquarius, we literally are that song, like, this is the dawning of we are in the Aquarian age. It is a huge, huge deal, because the last time that people were alive on this planet that got to feel Pluto in Aquarius was in 1778.
Holy, that's a while ago.
We can't ask anybody what happened. What we do know for sure, Pluto is the planet of death and rebirth, metaphysically. It's about it comes along and says, this structure doesn't work, this belief system doesn't work, this doesn't work, and it will tear them down so that new can be put in its place.
Which Aquarius we're seeing happening all around us.
And we've been seeing for a while. This is why. Aquarius is the freedom lover, and they go off the beaten path. They do life in a way that none of us would have even considered until we watched them do it. So like people like Thomas Edison was an Aquarius. Abraham Lincoln was an Aquarius. Like they made significant Magellan, who tried to go around the earth for the first time, Aquarian. Out there things. So what we're going to see this year, this is why it happened on January 20th. So this is why people have felt energetically like they got the shit kicked out of them a little bit in the beginning of January, is because Pluto went into Aquarius and we all had to like recalibrate to that energy. And then as soon as we were like trying to get our bearings after that, a big old full moon in Leo hit us.
That one dizzied me for like 5 days, Brittany.
Mm-hmm.
So much head pressure. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if people can remember back to January when they're listening to this, but yeah. And a lot of my, like the people that follow me and people around me, same thing. Yeah.
I had lots of messages. So what we're going to see this year. So the theme, so Pluto's going to stay in Aquarius for the next 20 years. Life as you know it right now will not look like this in 20 years from now. It will not. It's a totally different landscape. You're going to see, particularly in the financial sector, you're going to see huge shifts. Technology is here to stay. You're going to see big advancements in technology. I literally said to my students when Pluto was going to Aquarius, I was like, don't be surprised if this week, if we don't see that Elon Musk is starting human trials on Neuralink. Guess what just happened this Sunday? First human trial. Yes. First human trial with Neuralink. So this is all here to stay. The other thing we're going to see a giant rise in is people wanting to live communally. So that whole pulling back the power from structures that aren't serving you.
I was going to say the thing I'm hearing is fuck the man. Like people are going to start making their own money, having more control of their money, not being someone else's bitch. Like I'm thinking self-employment, you know, a lot of what you and I.
Oh, you're going to see the hugest, the entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Off the grid.
Chunk of land, live off the grid. Fuck the man.
Off the grid has going to have a whole new meaning coming up now. Wow. We're off the grid with the government. We're off the grid with the healthcare system. We're off the grid with finances. We're off the grid with the housing market. We're off the grid with the 9-to-5. And Aquarius is the astrologer of the zodiac. That's what they rule. So in the next 20 years, astrology is being hit as one of the professions you will see the biggest boom in.
This is why we're talking to Brit today, folks. We are fucking trailblazers.
We're ahead of the trend. We're doing it.
You heard first.
Yeah, we said it first.
We're looking to expand here. So this is all written in the stars, guys.
It's beautiful. It's so beautiful. And so, but what you need to do first before you trailblaze is pull energy back from places where you're not getting value.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, that's been a big theme lately in life for sure.
It's a theme of everybody right now. If you start talking to them, you say to people, have you been kind of like taking stock of your life lately and like what you believe in and invest in? Everyone's, yes. Why is that happening? It's because we're all looking at all the cords and the attachments and the channels we have open to places that are, we're just kind of like, I'm over this. Does that make sense? So
it totally does. Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to watch this in people's, this is what's going to be in the collective, what you're going to hear people talking about.
Fascinating stuff, Brett.
Yeah. It's super cool.
I'm trying to, there was a couple other things that I was thinking of that I was like, oh, we didn't talk about that in the first one.
Oh, Lunar New Year.
Ah, yeah.
Yes, right. That's a good thing to close on.
Yes, you just like stole that right out of my brain there. Yeah. So the reason why we're launching this right now and you guys are listening to this right now is because this is actually the new year of the astrological chart. Tell us a bit more about that, Brett.
Yeah. So, astrology is a lot about like what's up in the cosmos, but what people miss about astrology is that whole saying as above, so below, that is astrology. And so what I always say to people, if you think about it, this is why I don't like New Year's resolutions. I don't enjoy them. Why on earth, when the whole world is hibernating around us, why on earth are we in the gym just like kicking the shit out of our bodies? And then we all wonder why we give up in January, you know, like the gyms are full in January and then they empty. And it's because you are not meant to be doing this right now. You're supposed to be resting and you're supposed to be hibernating. This is why the sun is in Capricorn during this time. Rest, slowing down. The astrological calendar kicks off with Aries, which happens on spring equinox. Aries is a fire starter. They are an initiator. They get the spark going. You look outside your window. The birds are singing. The sun's coming out. The ice is melting. And so for me, I use this time right now. This is my prep time. This is not my due time. I get everything I want in order. And when March comes, I fire like a rocket out of that gate because all the energy in the sky is supporting me and giving me extra energy to chase what I need to chase.
Which is interesting because isn't it March when, which again is when this is launching, but isn't that when Jason Saturn?
Yeah.
Yeah. Boom. You're going to have like firecrackers coming out of your butt, right?
Yeah. Which is why this is why we're in prep mode, right? This is why we're giving ourselves extra rest. We're eating better. We're moving our bodies more intentionally right now. Because if you follow the calendar like you're supposed to, you naturally live, not you're supposed to, how you could, you naturally live in rhythm with the elements outside your door.
Yeah.
Right? It's, if you think about it, it's so polar opposite. Like,
it really
why
is.
When everything...
I felt that in the fall when we are expected to like go to school and start up all of these sports and school activities. That's really when we should be preparing and harvesting and getting ready for this like dormant
time.
Well,
that's what we had to do for hundreds of years.
Yeah.
Winter was like you huddled inside your house and hoped you made enough firewood and food to get through it all.
Yeah.
And that, you know, the winter months are when you should be being quieter. You're going to bed earlier. You're going into more like, you know, those spaces of like deep contemplation. That's why the outdoors is not available to you during those times. And you do all of this thinking and muddling and milling and sitting in your space with yourself and going inward. And then March comes along with spring and you wake up with everybody else on the planet. I say you like as in animals in the water and stuff, but you wake up with the energies.
Totally.
You wake up with the energies and you will. What people don't understand is that these tiny little shifts of like using your energy in rhythm with the astrological happenings in the sky, it will shift how you feel in your body. Because I can tell you right now, all of those people that are like killing themselves over their New Year's resolutions right now, they're gonna get sick come March. They'll get very, very sick. This is why spring break goes out the window for so many people who have little kids, because you did all these New Year's resolutions things, and then when it comes time when you're supposed to launch, you're already worn out.
Yeah, you've burned all your energy in 2 months.
Makes sense. So Britt, actually, Jason, so I think, you know, traditionally horoscopes, astrology is more of a female dominant or, you know, woman dominated kind of area of interest. Is that your experience, Brittany?
That's fair. 100%. Yeah.
So Jason, now that you've heard what Brittany has to offer, even in like a little snapshot of everything, what's this experience been like for you?
It's been wild. It's been really wild, actually. And it's fit in with a lot of things that I have had going on in my head the last little while, which I think that's what I find most interesting. And so when you could also take it back to periods in life, I just hit the mic, which I shouldn't have done. When you just get back to periods in life, like you mentioned in 2001, 2002, and 2016, that it kind of made sense. So I'm going to dig because I'm sure somewhere is my actual birth certificate. You know, all the boxes, you know, from my adopted mom's place. If I can find it and I can get an exact date, I'll book an appointment where we can go into it.
It would be lovely.
Yeah.
I love that. Totally. And I just think like if there's, you know, we have a lot of men who follow us, their wives have gotten us, you know, gotten them listening or sports teams or whatever. I'm sure we're in like lots of mechanic shops, right? You guys are all listening out there. but honestly, like, you know, I hope that there's less stigma attached to like, this isn't just some fluffy chick thing. Like, yeah, I could just find out more about me, validate. We become more powerful the more we know about ourselves. Like you said, these Fortune 500 companies have an astrologer like on payroll. So what is it that we can help? Like our whole podcast is around, how do you find out more about yourselves to unlock your greatness? How do you find more of your secret codes and all of the pieces? That's like, the more you know, the better you can be, right? So this is another one of those tools that like, if you haven't considered it, what could this offer you? Even what could it offer your partnerships? What can it offer your business? What can it offer you in understanding your children, right? Like all of those pieces can be so valuable. And to also just like be aware of what kind of stigma it's had, you know, in your life to date sort of thing.
100%. And I think like going back to like the piece about, you know, men specifically and the generations that a lot of the men come to see me were raised in, you know, like for all the men that are listening right now, like I will hold that space for you. Like you're not a bad, mean, toxic man.
Despite like, what society wants you to believe.
Despite what society is telling you and wants you to believe, and how a lot of us have convinced ourselves, maybe a lot of women look at us that way too. I don't, the only thing I see on the other side of the screen is a soul. End of story. And I think astrology is a really beautiful way because it's so practical, the application. I think it's an easy entrance for men who have had their sensitivity frozen. It's an easy way to go back in.
I love that.
That's awesome.
And like I said, I refer a lot to my clients when we're coming up against the same things. They've done the work and something's still like stuck there. I'm like, have you ever had your chart read? And some have. And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, go back and ask Britt this or that. Like I bridge lots of people your way. And just because it's another tool where we can be like, what is the bigger purpose? Like what's the high road or the low road on some of these signs? And if you work with Brittany, you'll understand a bit more about that stuff. But, you know, I incorporate my knowledge of what's happening in the moon cycles and the planets. I incorporate that into my sessions because collectively I see my clients go through a lot of the same experiences too, because energetically our podcast, my practice are all attracting people in that same sort of frequency of life. Those of you who are listening to us are in that collective space, right?
100%.
I have a really funny story. We just have about 3 minutes left before this cuts off, but I have a funny story that I had to take a random, I did my Bachelor of Social Work, which was all arts-based courses in university, right? I have my master's as well, but it was all on the art side. And there was one science credit you had to take. And I was like, I don't want to fucking take science. I have no interest. And I don't want to walk to that side of campus. So I was like, what's the coolest course I could take? And I was like, oh, astronomy. Thinking it was astrology. I don't know why, but I just like quickly checked it off. Most expensive textbook I've ever bought before. It was like $400. And this was like honestly 20 years ago, guys. And it was actually ended up being the coolest class ever. But I laugh because here I was thinking I was taking a university course to learn all about being a Pisces or whatever that be, which I did from a larger level of understanding the stars and the planets.
Totally.
But I think that that's a really funny story to share because it was one of my ditziest, most like blondie Polish moments I could have.
Awesome. You know what? Just like if I can just real quick, the reason you probably did that too is up until the 17th century in Europe, you couldn't study astronomy without studying astrology, and you couldn't study astrology without studying astronomy.
That makes sense.
There you go. It was
and
honestly,
to this day our practices are very connected still.
It was one of the coolest courses I ever unexpectedly took, and I still have that textbook because I remember when I went down to the southern hemisphere, I actually took the book to see the constellations in the sky. It was really neat. So I'm always looking up at the stars. I'm always seeing what planets are where. And I have an app on my phone that does that. And actually, one of the coolest things I'll share here is Kevin bought me at Christmas. I'm going to show it to you, Britt, because you're going to do a composite for us. But it was a picture of the sky the moment we met and hugged when we first met in person.
Ooh, we can do a chart for that.
I have like a giant wall poster. Like he got one made up of what the sky was like down to like the 10th decimal.
Oh, cool.
So I'll have to show that to you when you do that chart. But yes, I believe that so much of our lives are written in the stars. And I thank Brittany for giving us an opportunity to share and demonstrate that. And Jason, are you a believer?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yay.
Which yes.
This episode, unfortunately, because we're going to get kicked off the Zoom. We'll be back next week with your next favorite episode of Into Greatness. Until then, I'm Jason.
I'm Jolene.
Talk to you next week.